Mike Siever.
Here's my number, then. Hello, Mike. Oh, hi. Very nice to meet you.
Are those prop books?
No. See, I go to Alf Landon Junior College. In fact, that's where I'm supposed to be right now. But when I read about this open audition for a TV show, I cut class. Oh, and
that Morgan Chase.
Whoa.
I should shut up, right?
Mike, I usually get 8x10s from my actors.
Well, see, I'm just starting out, so I'm using 2x3s. But I'm gonna work my way up.
What kind of experience do you have?
I auditioned for a play at Lincoln Center, and I auditioned for the Swimmy the Happy Fish commercial, and I was this close to being a roll-on deodorant.
Now, this shoots next Thursday. Will you be available?
I got the part!
Come on, Mike, I'm just checking your availability. Do you have school that day?
I'll drop out.
Okay. Let's give this a try. You're reading for Officer Bukowski. I'll read Officer Sarah's lines. Right. Now, you've just been shot. You can stand. Bukowski, I'm sorry. That bullet was meant for me. Why'd you do it?
It doesn't matter what happens to me, Sarah, but you've got a family who loves you.
Hang on, there's an ambulance on the way.
Sarah, I'm not gonna make sergeant, am I?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, see, you're supposed to say goodbye now.
Oh, right. Goodbye.
He reminds me of a young Michael J. Fox.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near.
We're nowhere near.
The best is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we got each other.
I'm in the bake sale.
Maybe I've been sending you mixed signals, Brent. You want to go and toss the old football around?
No, Dad. See, the lovely Laura Lynn's running the bake sale. I mean, how can she ignore a dude with 300 chocolate chip cookies melting in his hands? Oh, by the way, Mom, I'll need those by tomorrow.
Hold on, Ben. You think you can just tell me to make 300 cookies and then leave?
Mom, you're the greatest.
Dad, the coolest thing happened today. You guys are never going to guess what happened. Go on, take a guess. No, you'll never guess.
You were in the bake sale, too.
No. No, look, a bunch of us guys from acting class, we went to this open audition, and are you ready for this? I am going to be, this is so cool, you can't even believe it, on ABC's hit series, New York Heat.
No.
You got a part on television?
Yeah, on New York Heat.
Oh!
Produced by Mr. Aaron Spelling.
Starring Morgan Chase?
Yeah.
You're gonna meet him?
Yeah.
Because she's very talented.
Yeah, Dad, and I play Officer Bukowski, the heroic rookie cop who takes a bullet and dies in the line of duty.
You die?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, why did they pick pick you over a real actor.
A real actor? You know, I know we tease each other a lot over the years, Carol, but I thought that maybe this time you'd understand. I mean, this is my big break. Thought just maybe once you'd be happy for me.
I was only kidding. I mean, that's just what Mike and I do.
Yeah, well, maybe this time you've gone a little too far, Carol.
I'll go and apologize.
Not a real actor, Rat Breath? No, Oprah. My first role was not opposite De Niro and Streep. It was on New York Heat. You know what, Oprah? We have something in common. I'll tell you. When I was on the cover of TV Guide, they used Anne Margaret's body, too.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hey, Benny, man, did you hear the great news?
Yeah, you're gonna be on New York Heat.
Did Mom and Dad tell you?
No, I heard Carol talking on the phone. She's been calling all her friends and bragging about you.
But this is our sister, Carol, you're talking about?
Yeah, the one with the constipated look.
Well, this is very interesting.
You know, I always knew you'd end up on TV, but I figured it'd be on the news.
As long as you're here, you want to help me run my lines?
Me?
Yeah, look. Okay, now you can play Officer Sarah McCauley.
You mean Morgan Chase?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay, all right. Now, I've just been shot, okay? What are you doing?
I'm getting into character.
Okay.
Why'd you do it?
Oh, it doesn't matter what happens to me, Sarah. But you've got a family who loves you.
Hang on, there's an ambulance on the way.
Sarah, I'm not gonna make Sergeant, am I?
I see this every day and I never get used to it.
Ben, homework or no homework, we're tossing the football around.
Dad, see, we were just,
Go on, I gotta talk to Mike. And Ben, don't let your mother see you with those breasts. Mike.
Dad, look, I was doing my homework, all right? So you don't have to worry, this part is not gonna interfere with my schoolwork at all.
Forget school.
Huh?
Could you get me Morgan Chase's autograph?
Sandal! You ready?
Ready.
Roll them. Slate it.
Scene 112, take one. Marker.
And action! Wait for the cue. Gunshot! Gunshot! And action! Bukowski's been hit!
Bukowski, I'm sorry! That bullet was meant for me! Why'd you do it?
Sarah, it doesn't matter what happens to me. But you have a family who loves you.
Hang on. There's an ambulance on the way.
Sarah?
Yeah?
I'm not gonna make Sergeant, am I?
Just a kid. I see this every day, and I never get used to it.
And cut! Was it good for you? Okay, we got it. Let's move in for Blossom. Nice job, kid.
Thank you, Richard. Hey, I owe you, Paul. Gracias, PJ.
Dude.
Thank you.
said, nice job.
Yes, you laughed at me and took the time to personally call me kid.
Excuse me, Mike.
Wow, she knows me. By name.
Ben, I made your cookies. Took me all day, but that's the joy of being the selfless mother I am.
Mom, I forgot to tell you. I dropped out of the bake sale.
What?
Well, see, when I told Laura Lynn that Mike was going to be on TV, she got all excited. So who needs cookies?
Want me to hold them while you smack them around?
I want you to sit down right here, young man, and eat these cookies. 300 of them. All right!
They liked me. They really liked me.
Hey.
Yeah, Dad, and the director himself said, nice job.
Oh, that's great.
That's
Mike!
Cool, man.
Yeah, look, here's my contract. It says, Michael Seaver, here and after, the artist. I am now legally an artist.
Get it.
All right, our son's first contract. We're going to get this framed, Mike.
Mike, it's Tony from your acting class.
Oh, right, we got to study tonight. Tell him I'll call him back later.
Glad to hear you're keeping up with your schoolwork, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, Dad, here's your autographed picture of Morgan Chase.
Oh. Where'd you get the idea I'd want one of those?
From you, Dad.
Carol! Your brother knocked him dead today on New York Heat.
It's just a stupid TV show.
That hurts, Carol. You know, that really, really hurts.
Carol?
Mom, he was just acting again. He's a good actor.
Well, go tell him that.
All right.
She had to have this retouch. Nobody is this gorgeous.
Oh, somebody is.
Too little, too late.
I am not crazy, Tony. I have a reason for not studying for this test tomorrow. Yes, and it's a good one, too. Look, with my acting career taken off, I don't need to study. I'm dropping out of school. Yeah, Tony. I'm serious. But look, I don't want you telling anyone yet, all right? So just put a sock in your big Carol. Tony, I'll talk to you later, okay? Of course, I'm not dropping out of school, Tony. I was just kidding. Yeah, all right, later. Oh, man, this acting stuff is almost too easy.
You weren't acting. You're really going to quit school over one crummy acting job and one stupid TV show.
You're calling a TV show on ABC stupid?
Yes, if it means you're going to quit. Mike, think. Or get as close to it as you can. What if this job was a fluke? I mean, what if you never work again? What if this is the beginning of the end? A painful, lonely, bitter end with the pity of your family as your only solace.
What if I flush you down my toilet?
I'd see your future there.
Oh, you know, Carol, I should have known that Ben was crazy when he told me that you were bragging to all your friends about me.
What?
Look, Carol, you have never, ever in your entire life believed in me. So how could you possibly understand this now? What I want you to do is just keep your mouth shut until I tell Mom and Dad the news after they see me on TV. Okay? Can you do that? Huh? Can you?
Yes.
Good.
Mike, whether you know it or not, I love you. I support you. I'm on your side.
I don't know what to say.
See? Anybody can act, bozo!
Minutes to New York Heat.
That's right, Mom. He plays Bukowski, the heroic rookie who takes a bullet and dies in the line of duty. Oh, and you'll call Mark and Stacy for me? Great, thanks.
Is there anyone on Long Island who doesn't know that Mike's on TV tonight?
Yes.
In less than 5 minutes, I will be seen by producers and agents all across the country, and they will be beating a path to my door.
Whoa, they're early.
Now, Mike, this is my lovely date. Mikey, what are you doing here?
You invited me. Hey, Mike, thanks for having me at your debut.
Oh, sure, yeah, it's real,
It's about time.
What?
For the show to start, but you're as punctual as always, dear.
That's better.
I'm sure you remember my brother.
It's always enchanting to meet someone who's tasted celebrity. Stinky? Fetch. May I have your autograph?
Oh, wow. Sure.
Sign it to Laura, the sexiest blonde I know. Your obedient servant, Michael Siever.
Okay, I'll get the lemonade. You kids, pick your seats.
Thanks.
So, would you like to see the room where Mike grew up?
Oh, that would be lovely.
This shirt used to be Mike's.
Whoa!
And the pants.
So, Mike, have you dropped your bomb yet?
No, that was me. I'm sorry.
Listen, Carol, I need one more hour of silence. Can you do that?
Okay, everybody sit close together. I want to get everybody in this shot.
Dad, you're taping the show and you're taping us watching it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mom, Dad, after the show, I have a little announcement I'd like to make.
And you'll want to make sure to save plenty of tape for that.
Bad time, Chief. Can I call you back after I finish showering? There he is. He's about to make his move.
Hurry!
Get your hands up!
Yourself. You were just on national TV.
But, Dad, don't you get it? My lines were cut.
I thought you were going to talk in this show.
So did I.
Oh, but, honey, when you got shot, you did a wonderful fall.
Mom, that was a stuntman.
The cough. It was a heck of a cough.
Dad, it wasn't even my cough. They dubbed it. I mean, he went... and I went...
And I let you grope me for that? I feel so dirty.
Oh, the credits.
Yeah, come on, Mike. Let's get this in perspective here. Let's take a look at what you have accomplished.
Coughing boy? Michael Weaver?
Well, I had a lovely evening. Night, Mike, Carol, Dr. and Mrs. Weaver.
Oh, honey, don't be upset. It was your first job. You did okay.
Yeah, Mike, come on. They picked you. They paid you. They said you did a good job. Think of it as a learning experience.
Sort of like school.
Well, on a happier note, Mike, what's the big announcement?
Announcement? I'll
tell them, Mike.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, Carol.
Well, it's just that you two shouldn't worry this'll go to Mike's head and make him drop out of school. Because Mike knows he has a lot to learn. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, you know, that's a very mature point of view.
I never doubted you for a minute. Let's get that cake.
All right, so what's going on here, Carol? You covered for me.
Okay, I'll admit it. I'm not totally grossed out to be related to you.
Oh, come on. Don't go getting all mushy on me here now, Carol.
It's just that when I saw you on TV before, I mean, I felt something about you that I've never felt before. It's pride.
Carol, you're proud of me?
Yeah. Who knew?
So you really were bragging to all your friends about me?
Bragging is such a strong word.
So you really meant it when you talked about being on my side and supporting me and loving me?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone about this.
Join host Bill Cosby this fall for Kids Say the Darndest Things, weekdays at 3 on your family-friendly station, starting September 1st. Coming up next on Family Affair, an old girlfriend tries to convince Mr. French to leave the Davises.